This is Global Environmental Health Chat, the podcast that explores environmental health issues that transcend national boundaries. I'm your host, Ann Johnson, and this podcast is produced by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Our guest today is a man who has lived in more countries than most people have even traveled to. Born in Mauritania, West Africa, Dr. Gwelladio Cissé has studied and worked in Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, and Europe. He's currently living in Switzerland as a senior research coordinator in ecosystem health sciences at the Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute. There, he conducts research at the intersection of water, health, and climate change in West African cities. We asked him how climate change might impact public health in Africa.
My feeling is that the water-related diseases or the vector-borne diseases will be very much impacted in the coming years.
Waterborne diseases include persistent problems like cholera and diarrheal diseases. Vector-borne diseases are those spread by animals such as mosquitoes, like malaria and dengue fever. Gwelladio says these types of diseases are likely to get harder to control in Africa as the climate warms and weather patterns change. And, he says, facing these mounting challenges is especially difficult in Africa because so many people lack access to health care.
The African region has the highest levels of domestic inequality in health standards of all the world's regions. And climate change will be exacerbating even more the inequities if you don't do something about it. So for me, awakening the health professional to the challenges that climate change is bringing to the public health is, for me, the first concern that I have.
Despite the continent's enormous problems, he said some portion of Africa's public health professionals need to shift their gaze from today's challenges to the even more complex challenges of tomorrow. Issues of water and sanitation provide one example of how climate change could exacerbate current problems.
If the climate change goes with the trend that we see, some areas will have more drought coming in, and some areas are still relying on wells. They have sanitation coverage is very low. So when you take the other extreme of the climate change events like flooding, the first runoff of water will take all the waste in the streets, and then this water is going into the wells.
Increases in weather disasters like flooding could also put Africa's fragile public health infrastructure even more at risk.
In some areas, you have only two or three healthcare services for a big area. And then you have an extreme like flood coming in, destroying maybe the health center, or even if it destroys the health center, it's broken some bridges or some areas, and then people have no more access to it. So there are so many consequences of the climate change events that will exacerbate the inequalities existing already and making them worse.
He said public health disparities exist both within countries and between countries on a global scale. Climate change and the disasters associated with it won't affect all countries in the same way.
There are some very interesting illustrations of cases between the United States and Bangladesh, for instance, where the storm of the same, how can I say, power, it will maybe destroy a lot of material in the United States, but maybe you don't have a lot of casualties. The same power of storm coming in Bangladesh, it will kill thousands or hundreds of people because the vulnerabilities are not the same and adaptive capacity are not the same also. So then the same extreme event related to climate change will again exacerbate the inequalities.
That's why he urges public health researchers, leaders, and practitioners to take the long view and begin preparing regions like Africa to be more resilient in a changing climate. You can learn more about capacity building and public health around the globe at our website. I want to thank Dr. Gwelladio Cissé for speaking with us about this important global issue. You've been listening to Global Environmental Health Chat, brought to you by the Global Environmental Health Program of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Our website is nihs.nih.gov/podcasts.